Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Becky and I are away for some much-needed rest. I'll probably treat you to an encore for much of this broadcast. However, the terrorist attack on our troops of late in Afghanistan, the direct consequence, by the way, of another failed leadership policy from none other than Biden, the administrator-in-chief, another blunder that this time cost the lives of 13 servicemen among the Marines, Army, and Navy, all Americans, followed by the shameless effort by Biden to blame Trump, with the full support, of course, of his crime syndicate family, inclusive of the deep state, the CCP operatives, all embedded in the United States government, and the MSM, Marxist Socialist Media, requires that I offer some much-needed clarification. Here come the cries. Don't politicize this. Let's be forward-thinking now. Don't get bogged down in the pointing of fingers and the who-did-it game. Friend, remember the Rushmore maxim that the aggressor determines the rules of engagement. Remember that the lie is always ahead of the truth because the lie is the attacker, and then the defender always has to counterattack, and their counterattack is going to be shaped by the attack. Biden came out and blamed Trump. He made it political, and the attack cannot be ignored. The truth must be brought out against that attack, and there are very good reasons for this. Biden's lie reveals the plan behind the blunder. That was the point. Turn Trump's policies into some sort of disaster they could use to, first, of course, advance their agenda, one world government and all that, and then lay the blame for whatever fallout we experience from it at the feet of Trump and his supporters. Obama, Biden, that team did this back in 2011. They withdrew from Iraq in a haphazard, ill-advised manner, which involved the release of all kinds of terrorist prisoners that formed themselves into what rose up to be ISIS-1. Now it's Biden-Obama, back for a reprise, a hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan, creating a vacuum immediately filled in by Taliban and ISIS-2, called ISIS-K. It was the Taliban who were running the country back in the day when we were attacked by terrorists on 9/11. It's the same playbook, even down to the travesty of releasing terrorists by the thousands who then formed up into ISIS then and ISIS-K now. So I get it. It's a shame when the left politicizes anything. The election, race, our withdrawal from Afghanistan, you name it. But that's what Biden et al. Do, and it's what they have done, and it's what they'll continue doing. For reasons I will explore with you later, Biden and Obama promote terrorism. They aid and abet Muslim terrorism and terrorists, and then turn around and take the sword of justice and aim it at the throat of America, Americans, against Christian patriots by trying to make it out that they are terrorists. It's about dismantling the bands and cords of Christ, and the radical Muslims are useful to them for this purpose. The fact is, what Biden has allowed to happen would not have happened if Trump were in office. And every American willing to see what is obvious knows that to be true. Biden is pulling the same thing in Afghanistan that he and Obama pulled in Iraq. They are promoting the creation of ISIS again. They are building the Antichrist army the deep state intend to use to rid the Middle East of Christian influence once and for all, and they think at least, and help them remove the one obstacle that stands in the way of the completion of Nimrod's tower and the ultimate entrance and rise of the man of sin. So, for any who are buying into Biden's not-so-clever lie that Trump shares any blame for what Biden has done because, as Biden reminded us, Trump is the one who made a deal with the Taliban? Well, listen to what Trump said about this long before Biden's bamboozling.
The consequences of a rapid exit are both predictable and unacceptable. 9/11, the worst terrorist attack in our history, was planned and directed from Afghanistan because that country was ruled by a government that gave comfort and shelter to terrorists. A hasty withdrawal would create a vacuum that terrorists, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, would instantly fill, just as happened before September 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Friend, I get it. We need to be focused on correcting this miserable blunder. And so listen close, I'll tell you exactly what must be done to do exactly that. You need to understand, like you never have before, the importance of politics. The number one thing you should be getting from all that you are seeing going on right now, from the economy, from the elections, from the whole everything, is this: elections matter. Stolen elections have devastating consequences, since only wicked, evil people with ulterior motives and evil designs would steal an election in the first place. And a stolen election allows those very people to decide who has power in our government and power over our lives. We need to turn this around and go back to we the people. The number one thing you need to be seeing right now is why we must correct 2020. The best solution to all of this is correct 2020. Put the right man in the office of the POTUS and do it now. Nothing will more quickly turn all of this around than truing the vote, truing the elections in America. And it must be done now. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. So Biden comes out with this, you know, I take full responsibility, right? And adds, but remember, my predecessor is the one who made a deal with the Taliban. Okay, so carry out that deal, Mr. Biden. First, as I pointed out earlier, Trump's plan was certainly, or that he pointed out, his plan was not to withdraw quickly or suddenly. It was certainly not to withdraw the military before we evacuated our own or our friends. And then add this. Here was the deal, Benedict Biden. Trump told the Taliban leader that if any American or friend of America was hurt during or after the withdrawal, Trump told that desert devil, I know where you live. I know where your village is at. It will be the first to be bombed. I heard the recording that where Trump told us about this. I don't have time to dig it up right now, or I'd put it up. Well, my friends, thankfully, we have learned something from the traitors of Benghazi, right? Many American patriots are not going to sit around waiting for Biden to do something about this mess other than make it worse. Volunteer soldiers are massing and preparing now to deploy, to go rescue our people. Shame on you, Biden, for shame, that you would quote the Bible, Isaiah 6:8, who shall go for us? Certainly not you, you miserable traitor. Resign. Surrender now to be tried for treason. We the people fire you. Put the real president in office now. That'll solve this problem. But thank God there are some American soldiers ready right now to answer the call. Who will go for us? Okay, so here's the number one takeaway from all of this. Elections matter. Stolen elections are especially consequential. The only way we're going to stop this wrecking ball is to get him out of office. Now, Kamala isn't going to be the answer. She also must go. The only way to get rid of both of these imposters is to true the vote. All of this should not take our attention away from correcting the 2020 election. All of this should laser focus our attention on getting that taken care of right now. Remember to see what is obvious. I'll be back in town Saturday and I'll see you in church.
The Brain Masseur is taking a break. We hope you'll enjoy this encore performance of the Brain Massage Show.
Election fraud. Rushbaugh used to say elections have consequences. Well, stolen elections have colossal consequences. Biden is not the legitimate president of the United States. He was installed by the CCP with their willing accomplices in America, mostly Democrat, but plenty of Republicans too. But the conspiracy is bigger even than China. We know George Soros has his hand in all of this. And, you know, we know about Serbia, Italy, Germany, all involved. We know the Nazi-controlled CIA and our own DOJ, along with the FBI, are all corrupt. We know we have been infiltrated in our military all the way up into also our Supreme Court has been compromised. We know the intergenerational moneyed families in the world have pooled their resources to buy, bribe, bully, and bamboozle their way into power in virtually every major nation and throughout America, which is their primary target. They have conspired to take over these countries, including America, by controlling the outcomes of elections in these nations, using the system employed by the Dominion voting machines, and by purchasing key political offices to provide cover for their operators, for their fraud, and the key media outlets to control the narrative, by which they hope to keep the people distracted while they build the cages in which they intend to keep us. The powers behind all of this internationally are called the global cabal. And these people intend to take the dominion and the sword by force and use it to advance their agenda in the world, which is to establish themselves openly as the gods of humanity. They will want to be worshipped, you watch. They will decide who lives or dies and when and by what means. They will decide who eats, who prospers, and who does not. They will decide which businesses will be allowed to succeed and which ones will be destroyed, and when and how. They will control the resources of the planet, both natural and human. They will reduce the population to a manageable level and turn the people into robots that serve their masters, the old transhumanism thing. And then the people will own nothing and be happy. The arm of the global cabal, that is, in America, is called the deep state. And so the deep state and the global cabal, under the global cabal, have an agenda to subdue humanity to their will. They will own everything, and you will own nothing. And according to one of the leading voices in the global cabal, Carl Schwab, you'll be happy. What does this have to do with Afghanistan? Well, it's easy, really. Soros, one of the high-level puppets in the hands of the Ministry of Iniquity, the forces of the children of disobedience that Satan has marshaled in his service to advance his program of one-world dominion. Those who actually worship Satan as God of this world, the only people for whom Satan is, in fact, God of this world, by the way, for Satan has never dethroned the Creator, and he has never and will never succeed to get his throne above the stars of God and be like the Most High. But Soros and those he works for worship Satan and do his bidding. Soros said, quote, "The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States," end quote. And he continued, quote, "This is a harsh, indeed for me, painful thing to say, but unfortunately I'm convinced it is true," end quote. Colonel Waldron rightly said the true statement by Soros would look like this: "The main obstacle to his global one world order is the United States." And we know it's an indisputable and established fact that Soros' money was heavily spread around in the effort to set up this election steal, along with Zuckerberg. These liars and cheats and thieves hate America as founded, and especially Christian America. And they want to destroy her and rebuild her into the Marxist utopia they imagine that they can control. You know, in which you'll own nothing, they'll own it all. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You know, little kept human servants in the world to the world masters. They hate the idea of freedom of speech or religion or freedom of movement. They hate competition is the point, is really the bottom line. They hate competition for the resources of the earth, and they hate competition for power. They want to eliminate competition. And when America came along with this we the people thing, well, that really tweaked them on their proboscis and jammed up their plans. The final competitor they want to eliminate is we the people. To do that, they will destroy the primary support for these ideals. And that is America. So you see, what happened in Afghanistan did not happen because we have a dunce strutting around playing like he's the president. It happened because his masters need to bring America down. His masters, his handlers, directed him to do what he did. He hasn't got enough brains to even think this through. There's no way anyone with half a brain would pull out our own military and leave our civilians behind. Right? There's no way any commander of any army would turn the backs of his soldiers on the enemy and run like little girls, leaving the women and children behind to fend for themselves. Friend, that's not America. That's not what America does. So what is going on here? But this is what anti-America does every time they get the chance. Remember Obama and he and Biden? They worked to facilitate the rise of ISIS. Yeah, he and Biden worked together on that one. Now, Biden is in office, ISIS reviving. This is what you get when you allow these wicked people to steal our elections and install someone who will do their bidding. You see, this is what you get when you allow yourself to be unwilling to see what is obvious. It is obvious that Biden didn't win this election in 2020. It's obvious on the face of it. It becomes more obvious when you start analyzing the whole thing. You've heard all of this before, and I can't get even halfway into it, no time, but how does Biden win the Oval Office when, down ticket, his party loses virtually everything else? How does bumbling Biden get more votes than Hillary did? And even more votes than Obama? Really? How does Biden become the president who was voted in with the greatest number of votes in history at a time when Trump won more votes than any other president in history, second only to Biden? What? You're not willing to see what is obvious? You know, if you saw the video evidence of multiple copies of ballots, of trucks loaded with ballots making dumps in the middle of the night, if you watch the vote count suddenly stop and then inexplicably start again, you know, stopped while Trump was winning, starts again with suddenly Biden said, what? Give me a break. If you can't see what is obvious, the only reason people can't see what is obvious is if they have an obvious agenda. Now, our desire to see Trump in office did not create the spectacles I've touched on. And believe me, there are hundreds more. It truly barely scratches the surface. Anyone who can't see that the deep state operatives in Maricopa have fought against the audit every step of the way, refusing to release the routers, there's only one reason for that, and the reason is obvious. And Christian, you keep shining the light on this stuff and the obvious obfuscation by Fauci and all his cohorts over this nonsense about masks and the vaccine mandates. It's obvious. It's all very obvious. Never has there been a more colossal failure of any vaccine. Never has our government medical establishment been so obviously immune to science. Turn their back on decades of known science. They talk science, science, science. And yet, not once do they point to any scientific study that supports what they're doing. The only studies they have pointed to are concluded with disclaimers that totally repudiate the claims they made in the so-called study. I'll go over this tonight in our visit. You'll be shocked. Man, I'm looking at my time. I've got to wrap this up. Look, two more obvious things to see. Informed Consent Action Network, ICAN, endorsed and supported by thehighwire.com. This is a group you should support. The Highwire has used FOIA to obtain Fauci emails, and they pressed the court to unredact some, and one of those they got unredacted is a mind blower. It's a bomb. In a letter from Dejac, CEO of Eco Health Alliance, you know, the group used by Fauci and company to funnel funds illegally to continue gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, he wrote an email to Fauci thanking him for supporting their cover story. He didn't call it that. I'm characterizing it that way. That the virus did not come from a lab, but from nature. The paragraph he redacted, however, clearly reveals that Dejac and Fauci and others were knowingly participating in gain-of-function research with bat virus in the Wuhan lab. Yeah, it's in the email. Remember, he flatly denied this when Rand Paul pressed him about it. Well, now we know what we already knew was obvious, and now because now it's even more obvious. Fauci's a liar, and he had his hands in the development of this virus. See what is obvious. Now, here's a sudden twist in the January 6th insurrection narrative, or hoax, I should say. An epic collapse of another false narrative for the left. They just removed the last supporting pillar of their case that Trump supporters planned an insurrection for January 6th. Reuters, NBC, ABC, and all of them, they're repeating this particular statement over and over and over, as just as if they're reading from a script together, and that their masters sent out as a memo to all of them. Back off the narrative that Trump supporters pre-planned the attack on Capitol Hill. FBI admits it was not a pre-planned attack by insurrectionist militia. What's the real story? Quit digging into the fact that FBI has infiltrated the leadership of some of these militias, and they're the ones that orchestrated the so-called insurrection. There's so much more. But get the essential insight for today's brain massage. See what is obvious. Biden is contemplating interstate vaccine passports. What makes these people think they can take over our lives like this? So now it's papers, please, at the border between every state. Perhaps this is something he thought up while he was walking around in a fog there at Castle Rock Studios, making his way to the set of the Oval Office. You know, trailing after his security like an untrained puppy dog. I watched it. The security detail literally points to the path Biden's supposed to take, as if he would need that. The path is pretty obvious, but it's as if he expected that Biden didn't know where he was and needed that kind of direction. The security detail moves on to circle around the bushes, no doubt to clear it of any possible ambushments. And Biden ignores or did not see or did not understand the direction. He follows the security detail around the bushes like, wow, that was weird. You know, hey, there's a path to the door, but Biden follows him around. Anyway, maybe it was while he was walking about in one of his fogs that this brilliant idea came to him. You know, and the point is, no, he is a half-demented dog-faced pony soldier. Okay. On the CCP leash, and he's leading this country under the direction of Xi Jinping. Biden impeachment talks are stirring, but many of us believed this was the plan all along. Now, I don't know. Xi probably likes the humiliation he's pushing into every American's face as we endure this mockery before the whole world. Will he risk allowing someone to get in that is not wearing his leash? Well, right now it would go to Harris, and she already has been collared, so that'll work out for him. And then from there it would go to Pelosi, who likewise already wears the collar leashed to Beijing. Then you've heard, no doubt, that Biden is contemplating exercising his dictatorial powers to override DeSantis' mask policies in Florida. These instructions from China CCP are becoming difficult to deal with over here. It's unreal. I mean, we still have a constitution to deal with, Mr. Xi. Maybe the administrator-in-chief thought up the scheme to override DeSantis' Florida mask policy while he was asking one of his aides where his aides were at. The infuriating thing about all of this is that it's based on fraud. Examples abound. Here's one. The CDC manufactured a virus strain to use as the basis for their bogus COVID test. Oh, yeah. Come on at me, fact checkers. I've got the official CDC document right here explaining that from page 40. Since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 nCoV were available for CDC use at the time the test was developed and this study conducted, assays designed for detection of the virus, RNA, were tested with characterized stocks of in vitro transcribed full-length RNA of known titer RNA copies spiked into a diluent consisting of a suspension of human cells and viral transport medium to mimic clinical specimen. And and if I had read it exactly as it's written there, it would even have been more unclear what in the world they're trying to say. But anyway, like a snake, their tongue slithers along technical jargon to obfuscate. In other words, one, they did not have a clinical specimen of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And may we ask why? Why wouldn't CDC have a specimen of a disease they're hyping to scare everyone in the world into submission to the CCP. Why wouldn't they have a copy of this or a sample of it? Clearly, yeah, I think it would be because their masters in China refused to let them have a specimen. And that takes us to number two. Because they did not have a specimen and did not want to let the world know why, they decided to make an effort to mimic a specimen. But how can they mimic something of which they have no model? How do you do that? And that takes us to three. They took some in vitro. That would be something cultivated outside a human body. They took some in vitro RNA that they had in stock. That's handy. Here, we've got some RNA here. Let's use this. And they used a titer, you know, which is a known amount needed to create a reaction desired. And they said effectively, let's spike that. And that means let's add that into a diluent, which is a substance that dilutes. And they use all this jargon, you know. And this diluent consists of a suspension of human cells and a viral transport medium. So essentially they put it in a tube, especially designed to safely transport virus. That's the transport medium. Anyway, you know, when you break it all down, it's clear. It's a lot of gobbledygook. And the bottom line is they took some virus that they had in stock and added it to some human cells to mimic a clinical specimen of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They didn't even have the SARS-CoV virus in order to use as a base for their test. And by the way, your trusted FDA participated in this ruse. We're being betrayed into the hands of the CCP. Furthermore, the CDC has been caught fudging the data. Yeah, they're reporting, you know, I think at present it's something like 9,000 to 12,000 deaths that are related to the vaccines. But a whistleblower had earlier come out when they were reporting only something like 6,000 deaths and told us at that time there had been already 45,000 deaths following vaccinations. And then there's the most recent episode over the number reported of Florida's COVID cases. CDC, quote, revises down state's weakened numbers from 28,000 to 19,000, that's almost a third, but offers no explanation after claiming record infections. Well, there's your clue. We know the reason for the overcount, don't we? Well, of course. They needed a headline that read, record infections. CDC is doing the same thing with the Texas numbers, and they're getting called out as I speak. And none of these fact checks are making it into the lead stories or reported in the MSM, except as a whisper here and there. How can this have happened? How did the CCP, like a giant octopus, or should I call it an omnipus? So many tentacles. Get a stranglehold on our elections, our medical establishment, our media. Total control of one party, the Democrats. Virtual control of another, the Republic rats. Well, it's even because they first got in control of our education establishment. Interesting that the one thing no one on the left talks about is how to really help people avoid getting sick with COVID and what are the real risk factors. Have you noticed that the only solution offered by the establishment, or the only solutions, I should say, are things like wear a mask, social distance, get the shot, lock the economy down. No one's talking about what you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones. Dr. Merrick points out the obvious. The establishment does not want the public to know about early treatment options for COVID. I've got a lengthy article cited here that shows you what you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones. It's obvious they want you to stay scared, which is why they don't report the good news. COVID fatality rate hits lowest level on record despite Delta scare. How's that for a headline?
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to God's War 2020.com.